morning.
Now, KK4 POT. Trying to get going, that's all.
Tazwell, I'm not sure what's going on with your audio in this thing. I'm not sure. I wish I had a monitor, a receiver to monitor this thing, but I don't.
Always nice to have a couple of radios. I could use an extra one myself.
I need to fix my radio. I need to check the dial and a couple things to monitor the frequency, that's all. I just don't have anything that works. I can even use an AM detector to do it, just so there's a signal there on that frequency, but I don't have anything. I mean, you don't need a radio to do it. You just need to make a crude receiver to do it. This is the thing. People in this business don't know the business. They don't know. They forgot the basics a long time ago.
Bobbing down the road, that's all.
Hey, it's not a fine story, it's a sad story, actually. You know those transmission lines in Vancouver, Washington, that had to carve holes 2 miles, you know? And the thing is, this is what's funny about it. They put transmission lines when you're ready to use hydroelectric power, okay, it's great. Well, guess what? To do that, they had to chisel out rock, and the pipelines had so much pressure, they had to cement the pipelines, and then people got killed doing it. But to do it, you know how many choppers they had? The only way they could get things out there is by chopper. And you get, turboprops to get out there. You know how much fuel turboprops use to do it?
If it's my car this morning, I'm in a different car, but you got a good bit of white noise on you. I'm having a hard time pulling you. You're kind of coming in and out on what I can understand.
The problem is, what I'm saying is, what it took to do it cost so much fuel, it was unbelievable.
Morning, everybody. KM4 and AP.
Ned, how you doing today?
Complain, can't complain. Run a little bit ahead of schedule. And also, I'm content. How was the boys' Christmas?
They had a blast. They had an absolute blast. They could hardly stand it. They were giddy for days.
Their toys did you test before you wrapped them up?
Couple. We got a couple more to play with now. We'll be having some fun here pretty soon on a couple of them. But I got into one or two of them beforehand. But other than that, I waited and let them have first go at some of the stuff.
This product testing, you want to make sure it's working properly before you give it to them.
Got to meet quality control specs. How was Christmas on your end? Everybody have fun.
We had Christmas. We didn't get together. Got my youngest son and his wife. They got the, as I call it, the fungus among us, and they're getting over it. So we just took everything for them and put on the porch, and did the same thing for the other boys. And basically, Christmas Day at my house was just another day.
Hey, to hear that about them getting it, they doing all right?
Fine. They just can't figure out where she got it. She's the first one to get sick. She's been working from home since March, and she really doesn't go anywhere. Maybe to the grocery store every now and then, and the church. Other than that, she pretty much stayed home because she was afraid of getting it.
Man, that's a bummer right there. Well, I'm glad that they're doing all right, though. Hopefully they get back to 100% here soon and kind of keep moving on. But, yeah, that's a bummer you had to do that for Christmas. I know a lot of people had to do that this year. It's just part of it, I guess. But, I'm glad they're doing well, though.
The thing is just stay up, stay active, and just not sit down and let it get a full halt on you. But after everybody gets squared away and everything tests out good, We plan on getting together and having a big wing game.
Good deal. Yeah, get some rest, but not too much, you know, like you said, and just let them get healed up and move on. But, it'll be good, though, once you can get back together again and have some fun.
Did you do any DXing over the holidays?
No DXing. I did play with the radio a good bit, and trying to get WinLink up and running for me, and playing with some 2-meter stuff. So a little bit of everything, except for any DX. And I've got to take my Wyndham antenna. I need to move it higher up. Now that I've got a separate MVIS antenna, I need to move my Wyndham up and use it to kind of get out a little bit further. So that's the next. That's the next project for me, so I'm going to order some more rope probably today and then work on, hopefully later this week, trying to get up a little bit higher in the air.
Got a plan. Did you set the radio on the Santa channel for the boy?
I didn't. Honestly, I didn't know about that. What do they got going on with that?
With now, but you could... let the kids get on and actually talk to Santa. And what you did was you sent an email in with the kids' names and everything and call sign and stuff. That way Santa Claus would know who was who.
Pretty cool. Man, I hate I missed that. That would have been fun. I'll have to try to remember to do that next year.
Want to do it, but unfortunately... I wasn't able to get together with mine.
Roger that. Man, that's just, I know it, man. That's a bummer and a half right there. But this too shall pass, and they'll we'll move on and be able to get together pretty soon here and have a good time. But, yeah, I'll definitely keep that in mind for next year. That'd be fun.
Got to get over this stuff, and we need to get it out here so we can all get together again.
I hear some of you guys. Let's see how we're doing this morning.
Making it in there, Al. You still got noise, but you're making it in there. KK4POT.
The repeater doesn't have good ears. You got a transmitter that ain't got nothing behind it. On our watch, I bet you we could get in there easy enough.
It's all in your rig. I mean, I'm running 5 watts out on the I-85 right now. Anyway.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Keep your radio set at power-wise when you're running HF. You run 100 watts pretty much most of the time?
100 watts most of the time. Now, if the band's real strong and steady, I'll cut it down to save on the radio, but most time I'm at 100.
450, is that what you got, a 450?
The FX, that's the, it's the FTDX 3000.
Roger that, yeah, I remember now.
Here, you can only run 5 watts on 60 meters, remember that.
I'm aware of it, I just don't get on it.
I fixed a couple of times, but I didn't have a good enough antenna to do it. We share a 440 with the military, I don't know if you knew that.
It was police and fire and rescue.
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up, just so that the ones that don't know that, now they know.
Rolling up, guys. I need to jump out of here. Ed, it sure was good to hear you and catch up with you this morning. Hope you have a fantastic day. Al, I hope your day goes well also. And you guys stay safe out there. Stay warm this morning. And hopefully we'll catch you again this week. So 7-3s, everybody. KK4POT.
The Q-Sub. Glad to catch up with you. I've been trying and trying, but ways I ain't been here lately, just haven't been able to do it. But I'm glad you made it in safe. You have a good day. Don't work too hard. And give old boys a hug for me when you go home. So KM4 and AP, sending 7-3s your way.
Close your house, because your signal is strong.
I'm about 10 miles from my house right now. I've got about maybe another hour of running.
You're doing pretty good so far. Yeah, I don't know how far he intends to get that. I tried to wind him here, and with the whip around me, it wouldn't work. But nothing, no vertical. I gotta use a vertical. A vertical is the only thing that's gonna work here at all, if anything at all.
Sitting and listening to the guys talk, a lot of people prefer vertical over anything else.
A lot of things coupling with things is hard, and the thing is with me is, if you Google search my house, there's so much stuff around this building, it's impossible. It's unbelievable. I got power lines, I got everything all which way but loose.
Lines are going to give you havoc.
To deal with it, noise canceling balance, noise canceling antenna. There's ways to do it, but you're right. They're going to.
The cell tower on my property on the, across the road from me. But so far, so good. It hasn't given me any problems.
Well, cell phone tower won't. But the power. See, Duke Energy doesn't stick to the line as good as they used to. Usually, a lot of that usually is a transformer issue. I went out one day in New Milford. I had one like that. My HF, I went around with a little AM radio and between the channels and started all the way up. And I started hearing all kinds of scratch and stuff. But there's a light flash on that overload on that transformer. I said, you know what? I said, about that transformer. So I went out with a 10-pound sledgehammer and I banged on the pole pretty good. And the noise went away. So I called power car back and I said, you better change that transformer. I said, I hit the pole with a sledgehammer and noise went away. He says, you did what? I said, I hit the pole with a sledgehammer to get to push the shock to the transformer, and it went away. The guy's like, that's one way to do it. I've seen people do it that way in a while, but it worked. And they didn't change the transformer. One day a squirrel went up on the pole and shorted it out and blew that transformer up and two other ones on the same street.
People just have to learn the hard way.
CLP in Connecticut told me was that. Years ago, people used to use a lot of lower frequency stuff and listen to stuff, and now they don't. So, we get complaints all the time from people with AM radios. I got to go to one of the, I don't know where you get a cheap transistor radio anymore. The little cheap, little ones with the 9-volt batteries, and you just put it between the station, it works great.
One thing I don't listen to, I don't mess with AM at all on my radio.
I'm just giving you a clue, and I'm explaining this to you. This is why AM has its purpose, and I'll tell you what. But that's how you got to find noise. You can't do it with a sideband receiver. You got to do it with an AM receiver, like I said, and it works very well. You can chase it. I had a bad wire in my wall one time, and I had something interfering with it. So I took the AM radio receiver, put it between the channel, searched it, found it. I found the noise in my power supply. I found, I had a bad cell phone charger. I found that with the AM radio. I found all kinds of stuff with the AM radio that I would not have found.
I don't mess with AM or FM. As far as radio in the truck and stuff, I don't even turn it on.
Right now, that's what you're trying to set on.
Got the, regular AM, FM.
It's not, like I said, it's important for us to understand why things work. I myself, sometimes it's a lot of the I'll sometimes turn on the wrong one by one, or if I want to, if I take the time, it's because to get a bunch of CDs or something, but I don't have time and money to prep. I just get whatever's for nothing, because I don't have a lot of money.
Watch your money regardless of what you do.
Well, country down, you don't have any money. When they try to eliminate cash, you don't have money anymore. That's the whole point. Well, I'm glad you're doing good in Hibbert. I'm hoping we get some wire. I want to get this antenna so you guys can hear me at least somewhat. It's ridiculous. Napa, Wisconsin has one of those CRIB filters for the radio. I got an order when I had to call Napa and get one ordered in. Because it goes in the line. But they said they only had one in Wisconsin. I was surprised in Wisconsin they had one. Can you imagine that?
Possible KF4 and AP Friday.
Plus, of course, they need it in their car because there's too much crap on the air because of all the noise. So they have to use them.
Come straight to digital and interrupt repeaters and encryption and you name it. I think they all got it now.
They have certain systems that have both, and I'll tell you something. There are times you have to use both, and I'll tell you what. Digital is not the end all. I can tell you that. There are times when you don't need to lose it, people, and when you lose it, you lose it. And you should know if you listen to it. I've been listening to the signals for the last 35, 40 years. And the one thing I know about.
I cannot understand a word you said. All I had was static.
I'll tell you later when I see you.
KN4TFW.
Young man.
Good morning. How we doing this morning?
Kicking with Santa Claus, good day.
Bad, how about yourself?
Like a bandit. Everything was catered towards what she liked, so I just sit back and watch.
I hear you. Is she down at the lake now?
They've been down on the old Santee since Saturday.
Yes.
Three bites. Her brother got two bites, but no fish.
A bit cold right now, I imagine.
Been better off going up in the mountains for a week in a cabin somewhere.
You'd have got snowed on for sure up there.
Condition may have went from 1 week to two.
I hear you on that one. How's this radio sounding this morning? I got it mounted on the corner of the hood. And that, get it? It was a little bit tall and I was catching a lot of branches.
Well, stainless steel whip catches just about every branch I come across. But she keeps on a ticking.
Well, those load coils, I'm afraid it's going to break it off or something.
FJ and told them what I did. You know, I delivered papers and stuff and had a lot of tree limbs and stuff. And he said, you just need a regular old stainless steel whip. And he fixed it up and tuned it for me. And I think I paid a whopping $36 for it.
I'm still at about 9 feet, I think.
When you get your HF rig in there, that's when you really have a big long antenna.
One of them little screwdriver ones, right?
What I would get if it was me. Take a screwdriver to it and tune it where you want it.
This morning?
Up at 32 over here. It has been down to 19 and 20 the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, when it was really cold, they were calling it, I think they were calling it 18 in Greer, but it was probably a little cooler than that in my house.
Out in it every night like it is, this is a heat wave.
I imagine you had to have gloves on the other day.
But I didn't wear any. My hands paid for it, though.
Mike?
Anything from Mike? I talked to Tim for a few minutes before he got to work.
Not early this morning. Oh, that's a good thing.
They say it comes true. I'll be sitting at home drinking coffee waiting on y'all.
Oh, that'd be nice for you.
Have to either get things set up for 2 meter in the house or just bring my coffee and my breakfast out to the truck and sit in it and talk to you.
Coming out of a different city?
We're talking about that, but they're saying that my particular drop, we're supposed to have our papers no later than midnight. But I'll believe it when I see it.
That's kind of like my mailman. It's a different carrier every day, but a couple days a week they're there by 9:30, and then the rest of the week it's 5:30.
Bounces anywhere from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, depending on which carrier.
What happens for such a difference, right?
Late, I know that it's the one that fills in on their days off.
Going KN4TFW.
Yeah, I got the heat rocking and rolling in old Spooky here. That new fan motor I put in, or well, my son put in for me, it seemed to be twice as strong as the original.
I'm good air blowing in.
You know, it was made by Mitsubishi. This one is made the company in the U.S. My Nissan will wind up with Mitsubishi parts.
I'll share. I've had no lights.
What you call a fool? Another 3-day week this week, don't you?
Yep, roger on that one.
Nice.
And it's so cold in that, I might get some yard work done.
Got a lot of yard work that needs to be done. I'm going to get me one of those big luggers and have it dropped off, and I'm going to fill it up and wave to it as it goes by.
Is that what you're talking about?
Fireman.
Up a little audit sheet today, and then that should be the last time I have to do that.
A bunch of stuff that the boys have piled up in the yard doing stuff and so forth and so on. It's time for it to go. There's a motor for a 65 Mustang sitting in the front yard. Rear end for it, transmission for it. That belongs to the grandson. I done told him that needs to go.
Get out of the car.
Brother-in-law, when he passed away, he had a 65 Ford Mustang, and he left it to my oldest grandboy. And it needed a new motor and stuff. He worked the deal with a guy somehow or another, and he got all those parts. In lieu of whatever he traded or did for him or something.
They're running.
Good intentions, he just hadn't got it done yet.
Sitting in the yard is good.
And the yard's supposed to be good. Hey, I'd tear it down and rebuild it before I swung it in there.
The right thing to do. And run about a month and then quit.
Make me mad. But it's got a nice big old quad sitting on top of it. For him to get that car going again. But, you know, that's 21 and he's got about as much patience as a ant in a fire. You know how it is.
Things going on, right? KN4TFW.
KN4 and T Friday. Yeah, plus he just got him a Tennessee Walker coon dog pup. So he's all wrapped up into that right now.
Coons, when he gets them.
I don't think they even got one yet. They've been out a couple of times. The dispup, not like 8 weeks old, so I don't think she'd be doing much treeing. Get out of that pup sight and all you hear is howling and barking.
Isn't that so?
Got that puppy with him is when he's at work. I'm surprised he ain't stuck in his tools out. His buddy, they go coon hunting. Well, they've been going coon hunting just about every Saturday night. But I haven't heard of them actually getting one.
One of Susan's friends lives out there past Marietta, and somebody come, she lives back off, pretty far off of the road, back in the woods, and somebody knocking on her door at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So they answer the door, and he's like, "Hey, my coonhound's got something treed back there in your woods. You care if I go back there?"
Knocking on my door at 2:30 in the morning, they'd be looking down the barrel or something.
Worse, knocking on the door at 2 in the morning or just be snooping around in somebody's yard getting your dog.
I tried to steal mine 3 different times and he got caught all 3 times by my oldest grandboy, Cody, the one that's got the motor and all of a sudden the pup and stuff. Last time he sort of bumped chest with him, bumped him all the way across the road, and I haven't seen him since. They've changed the law. You steal a man's dog, you can get 5 years in prison.
It's hard to get them back.
They're stolen around here. They're giving fake papers, counterfeit papers, and they're taking them over to Georgia where they have a great old big dog auction once a week.
Coonhounds.
Auction off coon dogs and beagles, pit bulls, you name it.
That aren't chipped.
I guarantee you they either, I know they check them for the chip. I would say they probably have the chip removed. Probably just went by me, we're running about 90 miles an hour.
Control.
Affirmative. He didn't have his lights on. He must be going to back up somebody.
Run with his lights on if he's backing somebody up.
It depends on the call. If it's a real bad one, he's supposed to go code 3. If it's just a typical backup, he didn't have to run code. But he does need to run the speed limit. I don't know if it's true or not, but the highway patrol's short. They're hiring people and working them for a year, waiting on the academy to open back up so they can get them trained and certified. Get that academy back up because a lot of departments are hurting because they can't send anybody down to get them trained after. If they don't get in the academy by the end of the year, they have to let them go.
Hire them at the beginning of the year?
I don't know how they could get around, but I feel sure they probably figure out a way. On police force, I had to have 6 months on the street before I could even think about going to the academy.
The academy first.
Now, but back when I started, you had to have at least 6 months under your belt before you went to the academy. Things changed probably about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. This virus stuff, if you got hired, you had to be enrolled in the academy within two weeks of your employment.
Them classes, right?
From 8 in the morning to 5 in afternoon.
Work, or you got to work after that?
In Columbia, so that's considered your work.
I saw on the news that the president signed some kind of stimulus bill. What did he sign it? How much did he sign it for?
Seen and what little bit I've read, it was the one that the House and the Senate passed, $600, and all that other money goes overseas. People would not be getting unemployment checks starting next week.
After work and businesses can start making some money then, right?
I agree 100%.
Businesses are struggling to find anybody.
And I don't know. I've got one lady. She got her husband running a route, and got her daughter running a route, got a cousin running a route, because we can't find anybody.
Get free money and it's a little bit less than what I'm making working, then why not?
Understanding the unemployment part is $300. And I'm not bragging or nothing like that, but I make over twice that, hands down, riding around that truck throwing papers.
Cars aren't too good.
Took on one of the biggest routes they had. They sort of asked me, because I guess because I'm an old timer at it, but the average route is about 2.5 hours long.
Not too bad.
I tell you, you can make good money doing this. You're just willing to spend the time.
Don't believe I'd like it too good. I'm not really a night person.
Been a night owl, even when I was a kid. Spent 14 and a half years of my 25 years on third shift because I didn't want to come off of it.
My 2 years of nights, that was good enough for me.
Took me off of it. He made me come off. He said, you've been on there long enough. He said, you're going to first shift. And then, I tell you what, that broke my heart.
You stuck your schedule, right? KN4TFW.
Hey, Friday. Yeah, I had to learn how to sleep at night again. It's going to get foggy over this way. Basically just starting here.
At lake fog.
Well, I'm done and I'm headed to the house to get me a cup of coffee.
I'll be done here in another 5 minutes.
And then you fixing to start. You need to be out here riding with me. We done been 2 hours. We done been done an hour ago. We'd be sitting back rubbing our bellies from eating a belly full of breakfast. Thing. I got some deer summer sausage in the refrigerator that the youngest boy of mine made. And I've got some yeast rolls. I know what I'm going to have for breakfast.
You eat that summer sausage like that.
Time he ever tried making any, and I tell you what, he hit a home run on them. He got, sent me one with the cheddar cheese, and he sent me another one with jalapeno peppers.
Processors that process it that way.
Got it. Now, that oldest boy of mine, his wife bought him a smoker, but it's like a 55-gallon oil drum.
One like that.
But I tell you what, it does fine cooking. And he was trying to tell me something about where you live, how it affects it, and so forth and so on, as far as altitude and stuff. I'll have to get you two together so y'all can, you probably understand it better than I am.
electric one. It burned up on me the other day. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I thought about them, one of them little wood pellet ones, but here's 20 pounds of pellets only last like 12 hours in that thing, and man, that's not going to be long enough. It's starting to be expensive.
Gas one, and I guess I've used it 3 or 4 times. It just didn't do like I wanted it to do. That's why I went back to charcoal and wood.
One, because I could, put the timer on it, or I could go ahead and, make it only be 100 degrees if I didn't need to really cook it.
Probably did. The only thing wrong with it is the heating element.
Thermocouple, because it ran away. I was smoking something, and it just turned it to ash. It just totally disintegrated it.
I would say you're right on target on it.
Welcome to the road here. So I'll say 73. You have a good one. It's sure good to talk to you this morning, and I hope the rest of your week goes as good as it did today. And go in and get you some coffee and jump on HF, KN4TFW.
Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. Be safe on the way home. And hopefully, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Be able to catch you guys in the morning. So 73, and have a good day, KN4 and APB.